Hello everyone. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, good night, good whatever time you're listening to this. Welcome to you. Very, 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 very interesting and lovely episode of The Voice Letter with Onokwame Paul. I am really glad and really excited to actually have you listening to this again. Thank you again for actually tuning in. It's a pleasure for me to do this month by month, and you are actually listening. Something I do not take for granted. All right. So, yes, Happy new month. I'm really, really excited for this month. Not because of it, any other thing, but definitely because of we are living through it every day. We are living through the month. We are living through the year, and gradually the year is going to the end. If you have not listened to The Voice Letter January edition, probably you're just seeing this link or listening to this for the first time, we'll make sure you go back and go through January edition. January edition is awesome. In fact, I had things, I had to run back to January edition even during the month and do checks and balances with my life and all those things. The Voice Letter with Onokwame Paul is aimed solely at inspiring, edifying and encouraging believers, especially young believers, to do great things with their lives. Do great things with their lives in Christ and everything. Alright, thank you. I think we can move straight to today's business. I've done a lot of pleasantries, you know. This month, one of the things that I've found in my heart to discuss is our seeking the kingdom of God. You know, scripture says that we should seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto us. And it is beautiful because God has given us, it's like a blank check. I like people to imagine it as a blank check. God has given you a blank check, but that blank check's only condition is seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. So if you are seeking first truly the way you ought to be seeking, you would notice that seeking first the kingdom of God and its righteousness is actually something that is heavy. It's something that is really, really heavy. In fact, if you're actually seeking the kingdom of God and its righteousness, there's a way it can have a very large effect on you, that the things of this world will be very, 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 very difficult to set your mind to. So I think there's a reason why God has said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. And God never mentioned the second thing to seek. It is because the first thing to seek is the only thing to seek. It is because in the conditions of this blank check, when you seek first, every other thing gets added to you because you do not seek them. Because you seek the primary kingdom, there's the kingdom of God is the primary kingdom that holds all these things. It holds all these things. So when you actually seek the kingdom, everything that it holds automatically attracts to you. But the issue we all have is we are either seeking those other things well and we are not seeking the kingdom of God enough, or we are seeking the kingdom of God and we have probably written a scripture for ourselves that there's something to be sought after in the number two. So I want us to really, really address that in our hearts. Prioritize seeking, you know. The kingdom of God is to be found. The kingdom of God, if something is not to be found, they will not tell you to seek it. So if you seek it, you have to place a heart to seek and to find. Because blessed is he that seeks, for he shall find. So that's like one of the things I wanted to address. Alright, so the next thing. This thing is actually really, really rampant. What I'm about to say now is really, really rampant amongst a lot of us. You know, when ideas come from the Lord, I've noticed that when ideas generally, probably a creative or anything, or probably you're just a human normally, so everybody needs ideas to survive and understand. So when ideas come from the Lord, there is a way we can be, it depends. Some people are very, very nonchalant about it, some people are very, very zealous about it. But what I'm here to say is when ideas come from the Lord, do it. You know, the Lord will not lose. Probably we used to think that probably used to think that Lord needs us so bad. Yes, Lord needs us so bad. Lord needs us, you know, God not come down from heaven to do certain things in the earth. That's why he has placed us here as emissaries of his kingdom. So when ideas come from the Lord, we should do them. The Lord is not on the losing side. If the Lord has a thing in the earth, he sends it to many people. This is how I like to imagine it. So when God has something to do in the earth, he sends it to many people. Then probably one person picks it up. And you know, they used to say the first person to do something is the originator or the author of it. So like now, there are many things that I've wanted to, the Lord has placed on my heart to do before. Probably because I was now sort of sluggish with it, or I didn't do it as I ought to do it. And I'll just come out one day, I'll just say, this person is doing the same thing, though. And I'll not be like, looky. If I had paid attention or I had done it the way I ought to, it would have been me. But who is on the losing end? Is it God or me? Every single time we do not obey or carry out God's instruction or do the ideas or execute the ideas that God has given us, every single time that thing happens, we are on the losing side. There is a growth attached to obeying or carrying out such instructions. There are blessings actually attached to carrying out such instructions. So every single time you do not do it, you are on the losing side. Like, you are on the losing side. I like shouting this to myself often. You are on the losing side. Alright, yeah. So, if you like, maximize it. If you like, don't maximize it. The Lord is not on the losing side. The Lord has thousands and thousands of people that would get it done. So it is about time you get stingy, or let me say selfish. Selfish for your own sake. Be selfish for your own sake in this scenario. Put yourself first, so obey first. Get it done first, so you can get the things that are attached to this thing. To answering or obeying whatever the instruction the Lord has placed on your heart. So another thing I will be speaking, this will be last. When I was in 200 level in the University of Lagos, there was a question a brother in the Lord asked me. He was saying there's a way we used to preach the gospel, or there's a way we used to speak to people about God. It seems like God solves a lot of earthly issues and all those things, earthly problems and all those things. So the person now said, if I was going to preach to, let me mention probably Elon Musk now. If I was going to preach the gospel to Elon Musk, what exactly would I say? And I can remember as a 200 level in the University of Lagos, I had nothing, no valid distinct to tell him at that time. But at that time, I had no valid distinct to tell him. I had no valid word or explanation to tell him. But as Lord would have it, and as Lord would help me, as of today, I think one thing I've come to understand is the gospel solves a common problem with human, and that is the same problem. So either your social status, your economic status, your political status, or anything at all that you are, scripture says that all man have sinned and have come short of the glory of God, and that happened during the fall of man. So if truly this had happened, as it is documented in the scripture, it is every man that needs the gospel, because the gospel has come to raise man above sin and death. The gospel has come to raise man above sin and above death. So every man needs the gospel. The gospel solves a common problem with man, and that is the same problem. So anybody can hear the gospel, from the richest to the poorest to whatever you are. As far as the common thing that holds us together is humanity, and our humanity has fallen as with sin in the fall of man in the book of Genesis. I think we all understand that salvation. I shouldn't emphasize that. So that's one thing I want us to also put to heart. There's nothing like I don't think this one needs the gospel, no. Or I don't think this person would be open enough to want to hear the gospel. We don't care, fam. We really do not care, because every man has the same problem, and everyone, God has positioned the gospel as a solution to every man. Amen. All right, so I think we've come to the end of this week's The Voice Letter. I actually feel like it's short. compared to others, but it's fine. It's not about the length, it's not about the quantity, it's about the quality, right? Alright, so I am pleased, I'm grateful. Thank you for tuning in, thank you for listening. You could love to share the good news of this if you are interested. Thank you very much for tuning in. I pray that your February, throughout this month of February, you find grace to seek God, you find grace to be obedient to God, you find grace to stay with God. You know, I love you very much. If you have not heard that in a very long while, I am saying it again. I love you very much. I love you very much. And it does not matter who you are, it does not matter what you have done. It is just the love of God that has been shed abroad in my heart. I'm expressing to you. I love you very much. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Onokpemipo. You could reach out to me via my social media handles. On Twitter, I'm Onokpemipo. On Instagram, I'm Onokpemipo. On Facebook, I'm Onokpemipo Shoroke. You could reach out, send a DM. If you have questions, send a DM, ask questions, be free. We are friends already. That's why it's the voice letter with me. So whatever you want to do, we're friends already. Thank you very much for listening. I really appreciate it and I love you. Thank you. Thank you.